a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This man that will join us momentarily, great man, one of the most recognisable blokes in Australia, mm-hmm. one of the nicest blokes in Australia. Yes. I first crossed paths with him more than 10 years ago now. He was... he had a callus in a place not many people get a callus.
Okay.
after doing a lap of the country, he was right up the top end in Darwin on a unicycle. But since then, he has gone from strength to strength and raised so much money for cancer research that he's just ticked over an incredible amount. He's going to feature on ABC's Australian Story tonight, but he joins us now. It's Samuel Johnson. Good morning, mate.
Oh, morning, a bit fresh for you today, eh? Yeah. Like 1 degree.
Yes.
How's that callus going, by the way?
I am healed, but I'm also a glutton for punishment. I've become a postie. So I live in a small town called Tallaroook.
Yeah.
And I'm a postie there, and it's the 30 kilometres... The round trip on a bike. So those calluses still threaten to loom large, but at the moment it's all right. I do that postie run for hot chocolates and unlimited marshmallows because I'm prone to a sugar hit, and also by getting up early in the morning, it means I don't stay up too late the night before, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Very, very clever. Sometimes the mail can be a little slow around our area here. Tom talks about it regularly. Just confirm, you're not doing this on a unicycle, are you? This is an actual bike.
Oh, it would take so long if I was. No, and Australia Post are very specific. All the mail needs to be delivered by 9:15 a.m.
Wow.
So if your mail's arriving late, someone's flouting the rules.
Oh, okay. An insider information there. Look, do you want to announce to everyone how much you've actually raised for the Love Your Sister charity?
Oh, we're in the land of the tall poppy, but I'm allowed to be proud today. $20 million.
Wow.
That is unreal.
Well done.
Persistence pays, mate. You know, it starts with the unicycle ride, and then you just don't give up, and you end up here.
Yeah, mate. How proud of you would Connie be right now? What an amazing tribute to her memory.
I mean, people say weird stuff about dead people, don't they? Mm. But I feel her right now, you know, and it sounds a bit spiritual, bit weird, but I don't know that she'd be proud. I feel her pride, you know. Yeah, it's cool. She would, you know, because before she died, right, her number one kind of obsession with Love Your Sister was that we don't die with her, and charities only last on average 8 years. And so we worked really hard on making sure that Love Your Sister went from strength to strength, and it did. So I know and feel how proud she'd be of that, because this is exactly what we set up.
Look, it's amazing what you've done, because people might have an idea of doing this sort of stuff in the name of someone that's passed away, and logistically it's so hard. And like you mentioned, I mean, 8 years, you've been going on for so many years and raised this $20 million. But it's helped... You've obviously helped so many people. You've helped the memory of your beautiful sister, but you've also helped yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, it's reciprocal. I don't believe in altruistic giving at all. I mean, it's given me a life worth living, for starters. Mm. You know, I mean, there's a reason why I serve these people. We call them the village. Mm. There's about a million Australians, and it's 81% women and mums. And the reason I spend my life serving them is because they give me a life worth living. It's been the most incredible thing for me. You'd think it was really depressing because of the whole cancer thing, right? There's no good news story, really. Even the people that survive have got permanent kind of forever scars from it. Mm. And you think it's thoroughly depressing, and you might do 13 years of that and want to bloody end your life. But it's not. It's really positive. It's made me happy, and it's the people. It's the people in the nightmare that hug me and make me feel good.
That's so good to hear. Tom mentioned the fact that you are going to feature on Australian Story on the ABC tonight. They've gone on the road with you as you travel to different clubs and campsites right across Queensland, all the way to Queenybin.
Queenbian, it's Queenbian.
Thank you.
Canberra, you got to give Canberra its credit.
I apologise for that
travel,
one. But
travel.
I imagine there would have been some amazingly fun times going to all those different places.
Oh, there is. It's just, I can never predict it. One weekend I'm paddleboarding in Peterborough on a beautiful dawn, and then I'm having a high tea in Canberra, and then I'm with 1,100 campers in New South Wales at Camp for a Cure. Like, it's just, it's really unpredictable. You know, people do all kinds of things to raise money to destroy the emperor of all maladies, that which we call cancer. And to be honest, I have a ball. And just when you think you've done everything, because I've done a lot of things. I've done nearly 1,000 towns and nearly 300 schools. And just when you think you've done nearly everything, bloody something else pops up. And you've never done that before either. Yeah. It just keeps happening. It's just the most amazing experience in terms of the fact that not only do I get to know Australians, but I get to know Australia as well.
Yeah. Look, brilliant. Lucy Freeman is a managing director of Love Your Sister with you. Yeah. She's described you as working with you as being with a Labrador pup that's in the back of a ute going 110 down a highway. Yeah. Relentless energy. And I think we can all agree with that. You're absolutely amazing. And congratulations on raising $20 million for cancer research, mate. We cannot wait to watch Australian Story tonight, 8 p.m. on ABC TV and ABC iView. Congrats.
Thanks for having me, and hi to Dion, who loves listening to you from Printers on Australia in Geelong.
G'day, Dion. All right, thanks, Samuel. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Cameron, there's something we've been sort of waiting to talk about. Some really sad news came out of GMHBA Stadium and just football in general over the weekend.
Yeah. Obviously, we found out Saturday the passing of Adam Selwood. Mm-hmm. Completely heartbreaking, and more so, of course, because I think the football world and certainly that wonderful, beautiful, incredible family, the Selwood family, was dealing with the loss of Troy as well 3 months ago. Mm. It came as a massive shock to so many of us, and immediately my just first reactions were one of absolute sadness and heartbreak for Bryce and Marie, Adam's mum and dad, and also Joel and Scott, their brothers, and the fact that it just must be so painful for them right now, and
it's just horrible,
just awful. The Adam, of course, former West Coast Eagles player, premiership player, played 187 games there. The West Coast Eagles had a really touching tribute. Yeah. Their game on the weekend against St Kilda. Oscar Allen, the captain, spoke really well after the game. But, there was obviously a lot done around that game. And I still just can't believe it. And I can't believe the pain that that family must be going through right now. And Fiona, Adam's wife, and the kids, Lenny and Billy, it's going to be so hard for them coming to terms with this.
Yeah, and I think you're right when you say shocked. Mm. And people, not only in the footy community, but people outside the footy community felt this, because you do feel for this family that
it's pain,
devastated
pain,
months ago, and now to deal with this again. And, you know, I guess everyone is thinking about them and everyone wants to support them. But at this time, as they said as well, they're asking for privacy, which is totally acceptable to do.
And understandable.
Understandable. And, your heart just breaks for them.
It does, doesn't it? I just keep thinking, I can't stop myself thinking, going over and over again, like every time they get together as a family, you know, half the family's not there, and Joel and Scott as the brothers will be feeling that, but Bryce and Marie, it's awful. And they certainly, as far as what they've asked for, is that privacy to grieve in their own way. So I think everybody will give that to them, but and I know they're probably not even listening right now, but sending out all our love, our support, our condolences to them, and know that we're always here if they need any help, any support. And I'm sure a lot of people are sending those messages through to all the people they know within the Selwood family. But an awfully sad time, terribly sad time. It only again highlights the things that we've said in the past, that if you need to have a conversation with someone, please do it. Please reach out to a friend. Please just ask a loved one, are they okay? Is there anything I can do to help? I don't know what those conversations are. Yeah. There's obviously services that can do it in a professional capacity and help so much. But just look out for each other.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said, Lingy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I was in dad mode on Saturday and you had the girls for the whole day. Carly was off doing stuff, so it was myself, Indy, Goldie. Indy 6 and Goldie's almost 4. Right, so they both got hair.
Yes.
I do not. Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Right.
They so have hair.
So we had a little daddy-daughter sort of date day where we got all the cans from the shed that I've been collecting.
Ah, recycling.
It's been so nice of you to just really get the cans, the levels going up to support the girls as well, their pocket money.
Incidental pocket money. So yeah, we fill. I got them. You know, help me fill the tubs, separate the bottles and the cans and stuff, and then we chuck them in the boot and we go down to Lara Sporting Club, roll in, and it's good there because you know sometimes you with the exchange things you get it goes straight into your bank account or whatever.
Yeah.
Sporto, you can just walk in with your receipts and they give you the cash.
Oh yeah, cool.
So did that. Ended up with $22. Right.
Nice.
So
great result.
That's a lot of cash.
It's not actually as much as we usually get, but that's all right. $22 is good. Okay. So that's $11 for each of the girls, right? And so then I was like, okay, great. So now we can go and you guys can pick a toy with your $11. You can buy whatever you like.
Yeah.
And so we went to Cry Village and we had sort of Macca's for lunch.
Nice.
And they picked a toy each. So beautiful, fun little day with Dad. At the village, though, I crossed paths with a mate of mine who's female and I hadn't seen her for a little while. She's like, hey, how you going? And she knows the girls really, really well. excuse me. It's like, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen them. It's like they're growing up and what the hell have you done to them? And I was like...
Well, like in a fun way, like because I've grown. What do you mean?
Yeah. No, she's like, what do you, and I said, what do you mean? And she's like, what's going on with their heads? And I said, what do you mean? They're beautiful.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, what have you done with their hair? Clearly, Carly wasn't around this morning. And I said,
oh, shots fired.
Okay, I thought I'd done all right.
Yeah.
What had you done? What was the.
So Indy literally had a ponytail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it might have been a bit off-centre, but it's hard because I'm sort of sitting behind her when she's doing it and she's trying to watch the TV.
Yeah.
So her head's kind of turned.
Yeah.
And so
and
I'm
just like near enough is good enough.
Well, but I'm just trying to grab bits. No, I have like 4 bites of the cherry, you know, like I'm – but just grabbing bits like flyaway strands. I'm so worried about that, trying to get everything in. And then the hair tie.
Big,
I'm not an idiot.
Thick rubber band.
No, I'm not an idiot. The hair tie
but
around.
What you're doing with your hands right now shows me that you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
You've got no idea.
So with Goldie, Goldie's got like shorter curly hair.
Yeah.
She's the younger of the two, hasn't sort of grown out yet, and she's got these tight little ringlets. Okay, so generally with her, I'll either just brush it back, slick it back like she is, you know, Christian Bale in sort of a
American Psycho.
Yeah. Or I will try and like just grab. It's enough if you let the curls out around the sides and the back and you grab as much from the top as you can.
Half up, half down.
Do like a top little.
A top knot.
One little top little pony, a little whale spout sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which is getting, like it's becoming bigger and bigger. It's probably, we're in sort of trolls territory. So we're getting close to not being able to do the one. So I thought, hey, I'm not just going to take the easy route and do that this Saturday morning. I'm going to do what essentially replicate what she had on yesterday, which was 2 little ponies, like a little, what are they? Little
piggies. Face buns.
Yeah. Little horns.
Yeah. Yeah, little piggies at the back, one on either side. Yeah. And so I did that, but one was probably bigger than the other and grabbing hair, like you could see it was coming from the wrong places and it was not even with the other one, so it was on the wonk. And so... You know, but that was, again, she's wriggling. I'm trying to sort of get out of the house.
So you got rightfully called out.
Yeah, that's fair to say. Like, I don't have girls. It can't be that hard, can it, Tommy?
Well, remember when the two of you had to do my hair when I had my shoulder surgery?
I thought we did okay.
Everyone kept saying, wow, Lingy did good and he doesn't have girls.
Mm.
You did not get many compliments on my side of the head. That you plaited.
I don't know if it's because I'm bald, because I used to have hair, right? I never used to put it up, but I used to have longish hair. I used to brush.
It doesn't matter. It's a different skill set.
So I'm thinking at the point now where I'm getting called out in public and it's becoming sort of a child health issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that they're not clean. It's just that they are sort of open to ridicule.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and they're getting older. So I think maybe I need help.
Wow. That's the first step, mate.
Good on you.
Putting
Tom.
My
That's
the hand fir- up.
Wow.
Maybe we're at a point where someone needs to intervene.
Yeah.
Are there lessons for this sort of thing?
Well, are there? I don't know. Is there lessons in hair?
Well, I'm sure that there's...
Without me having to become a hairdresser myself.
No. I think it just kind of happens. I don't know. Normally it's just a skill that kind of happens.
Because Indy wants like braids and sort of plaits and sort of stuff going on all over the place. And she just never wants me to... If Carly is around, she will always... And rightly so, because Carly's grown up. She knows exactly what to do. She's a whiz.
Yeah.
But I am the op... the opposite of a whiz is, I'm a woz.
You're... Maybe you need to get some lessons in, buddy.
I don't know. 5223 2955. Give us a call. If you can help or you know how I can get help learning how to do my daughter's hair.
Yeah.
So they are not subject to the shame that they do not deserve.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Help me, help them, educate me somehow.
Yeah. And we do have some people on the phone. Let's start with Megan from Bell Park. Megan, what do you have to say about this?
I can just relate so much to that. I'm not a girly girl when it comes to hair whatsoever. I'm a throw it up in a bun, leave it for 4 days and, you know, wash it after that.
Nice.
My niece, though, she has, like, crazy curly red hair. It's beautiful.
Sure.
And my mum's going away for a few days and mum looks after her and I was like, she's got school photos this week and I was like, I can't have, no, I'm just not available for that. You know what I'm doing with my hair, let alone curly hair.
Yeah.
I was like, no. So she's had to go over to my sister's on the other side of town just to make sure that she looks presentable for her school photos.
Bless.
Because my little sister knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I've had that a couple of times where I've had my niece for the day and we'll go and see mum at work and mum will go, what do you do to her?
Yeah.
It looks cute. It's, you know.
It's rustic.
Right, it's authentic. It's, you know, it's just living in the moment. I just pull it up in a bun like I do with my hair.
Living in the moment.
But, yeah.
I love that, Megan, just living in the moment. I'm hearing a little bit of outsourcing.
Yeah.
There might
I'm
be
also
a good
hearing
idea.
Maybe Megan needs, if I can find some help, I might send it your way too, Megan. That sounds pretty good. Helena from Leopold's called. Helena, have you got any ideas for me?
Well, first of all, I actually want to give you some kudos the fact you do have father-daughter days.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
And
nice.
Also that you have made the effort.
Yeah, bless.
But you could make it like a fun experience for the girl. So with the older one, you get her advice as you're doing the younger one as well. And then you make it like a little bit of a treat, you know, put her in front of the mirror rather than just having to dash and do it quickly in front of the TV.
Yeah.
And if you really need to, just go on YouTube. There's plenty of little tutorials.
Okay.
So the problem with the YouTube is that it never looks the way in the video and then when in real life, it just doesn't match up.
And, and Helena, it involves him turning off the NBA playoffs games.
Hey now, come on. No. Okay. Tony from Cario. Mate, have you been through this yourself? What say you?
So I've actually got a niece, had a very similar issue. Came to spend the day with her uncle and pulled her hair out by herself, and I thought, you know, I'll do the right thing for my sister, put the hair back together.
Mm-hmm.
And the response I got was, it's a good thing you've only got sons.
Well, you're all trying.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel better about, you know, where I'm at the moment.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not alone in that. I do still feel like I need help, and I think it needs to be more than the YouTube sort of.
Did you say we got a Facebook message?
We did,
as well?
Yeah. So the guys at Center of Excellence messaged because they're like, hey, this is where people start, you know, their careers in hair and beauty.
Yeah.
So if you actually want some legit proper advice, we're happy to.
Nice.
So I might sort of explore that avenue, shall we say, and see where we can go. Watch this space, guys, because I will not rest until my daughters don't have to be ashamed leaving the house with their father. Well, at least not for hair reasons anyway.
Tom Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.